Welcome to Off Topic Talk, Microcast number 7.
Welcome to Off Topic Talk, the show where we talk about hobbies, news, technology, and entertainment, or anything else that captures our attention. Please visit the website at offtopictalk.blogspot.com.
Today's episode was recorded on my Arcos G-Mini recorder, so we will have the typical sound artifacts that come with using small, non-audio-dedicated recording devices. Nonetheless, this was a really neat article, and I really wanted to get it out to share with everyone, so sit back and relax. Here comes the show.
This comes to us courtesy of LiveScience.com. It's a little piece about 10 ways to destroy the world, and it's a really entertaining read. I'm going to give you a couple of the highlights and then a link in the show notes so you can go and check out the whole thing yourself. And no, I will not reveal the top couple of methods. I'll leave those for you to check out on your own. So, the number 10 method is total existence failure. What do you need to accomplish this? Absolutely nothing. There is no method, no technique to employ. You simply sit back and wait for the completely random chance that all of the atoms making up the planet Earth, and the number here is 200 followed by 16 zeros. I don't know what that number is, but it's a big number. That's how many atoms there are that make up the planet Earth. Total existence failure means that Earth suddenly, simultaneously, and spontaneously ceases to exist. The odds of this actually ever happening are not very significant. The number 9 method is to be gobbled up by strangolets. I don't know what these are. However, if you hijack control of the relativistic heavy ion collider in the Brookhaven National Laboratory, you can use the RHIC to create and maintain a stable strangolet. Keep it stable for as long as it takes to absorb the entire Earth into a mass of strange quarks. There's some complications that will occur when the machinery is absorbed. If you can get a stable stranglet, you've probably been able to overcome a number of other issues. Next on the list, and this is one of my favorites, sucked into a microscopic black hole. What you need is a microscopic black hole, and then you simply drop the microscopic black hole on the surface of the Earth and wait. What will happen is the black hole will plummet into orbit around the core of the Earth, slowly eating up matter as it does so, until it eventually stabilizes somewhere in the core of the Earth and begins to consume the Earth from the inside out. This is one of my favorites because this is sort of the topic of an absolutely phenomenal patio book called Singularity by Bill DeSmet. Go to Patio Books, look up Singularity, and start listening to the book. It's complete, so you can listen to the whole thing start to finish without waiting for new episodes. It's a phenomenal, phenomenal story to listen to, folks. Please go check that one out. The other end of the spectrum, of course, is have the Earth be swallowed by a giant black hole. I'm going to leave the rest of them for you to go and check out on your own time. It's a short article, 10 items, quick and easy methods to destroy the Earth. It's a fun read. They really had a lot of fun putting this one together. So go check that out. And stay tuned for a full regular episode of Off Topic Talk. Show number 17 is coming up a little bit later this month, July of 2007. In the meanwhile, thanks for listening, and have a safe journey.
Attribution for sound effects and show music will be available in the show notes at the website. Off Topic Talk is produced under Creative Commons, Attribution, Share Alike, Non-Commercial License.
This show is a member of the Blueberry Podcasting Network. That's Blueberry without any E's. BLUBRRY.com.